It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A government program that pays Coloradans to get back to work is officially underway. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The Colorado Jumpstart Program offers up to $1,600 for people who leave the unemployment program and return to work before the end of June. In its first week, about 1,600 people have signed up for the incentive, which will require them to stay employed for at least 8 weeks before they can cash their checks. But the number of people filing for unemployment hasn't really changed in recent weeks. More than 160,000 people are estimated to be enrolled in benefits, and the unemployment rate is stuck at about 6.4%. Meanwhile, some businesses like restaurants have complained about a shortage of workers, the roots of which are not clear yet. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The trial continues today for one of two people charged in the shooting at a school in Highlands Ranch in 2019. CPR's Allison Sherry reports both sides made their opening statements yesterday.
Prosecutor George Brockler told the jury that Devin Erickson, who was an 18-year-old senior at the time of the shooting, could have warned people what was coming when he brought guns to school with his friend Alec McKinney. He could have told teachers or a nurse or his classmates, Brockler said. Instead, Erickson shot into two classrooms four times, killing one student, Kendrick Castillo, and injuring two others. But the defense says Erickson was troubled and bullied by McKinney into participating.
Devin Erickson's home life came undone, leaving him neglected at a critical time at the end of high school.
McKinney has already pleaded guilty in the shooting. Erickson's trial is set to go through June. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
About a third of Colorado is no longer in a drought. Recent rainstorms have brought some relief to the eastern half of the state, but extreme and exceptional drought continues in western Colorado and about 20 counties, including Mesa, Garfield, and Moffitt counties. There is rain in the forecast for this Memorial Day weekend. Metro Denver and the Front Range, the Eastern Plains, and Vail and Summit County could have rain through Sunday and Monday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.